Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm excited. It's Friday night. It's our first show of May. It's our second show of the 400s.
Kind of amazing, isn't it? And speaking of the first show of the 400s, once again, a special thank you to our special guest answerer, Mackenzie Aston, from last week. If you haven't listened to that show, it is a hoot and a half, and you will thoroughly enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it with him. So thanks, Mac.
And you can do that at wamc.org/anyquestions. You can also subscribe to the show as a podcast and catch up on all of the shows you may have missed. And last week, you left us with a challenge as well.
I said, start with the phrase second time. Change one letter to an S, not the one that was already there. And you can rearrange the result to spell a seven-letter word for types of television programs and a three-letter word for a room where scenes in those programs often take place. What are the words? Ian is shrugging his shoulders, so it is my cue to say, if you change one of the E's to an S, you can spell sitcoms and den.
Well, Mike, tomorrow marks a big day in a state you once lived in. It's the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby, the most famous American horse race. The Run for the Roses is often called the fastest 2 minutes in sports, which we're just a little bit too long for that moniker on this show.
We're the slowest 2 minutes in trivia.
Today we'll celebrate tomorrow's big race with a quiz about Derby winners in other words. I'll give you a description and a year. You name the winning horse.
Okay, well, if I could name the winning horse, I wouldn't be sitting in this room, would I?
Yeah, if you have any tips, let us know.
Yes, please. Quiz at wamc.org.
2011. An Australian movie from 2010 with Guy Pearce, Joel Edgerton, Ben Mendelsohn, and Jackie Weaver. A zoo-based theme park at Walt Disney World in Orlando. A classification of living things.
I think it was the Disney clue that gave to me. That is Animal Kingdom.
All right. One for one.
All right.
1948. A quotation from a book in a scholarly work. A parking ticket, for example. An official commendation.
Citation.
Yes. 1947. Sully Sullenberger. Iceman, Maverick, and Goose. Chuck Yeager.
Pilot.
More specifically, what do they fly?
Pilot. Is it jet pilot?
Jet pilot.
Jet pilot.
Let's go all the way back to 1884. A Westchester County village. Gatsby's love interest. A president before Lincoln.
Oh, Buchanan.
All right. People in Buchanan may be listening on 88.9 right now. Let's go forward in time to 1935. The largest city in Nebraska, but not its capital. With Beach, a code name for a landing zone on D-Day. A mail order company founded in 1917.
Finally, one I know. Omaha.
Omaha is right. Well, Mike Nothnagel hit the exacta, the trifecta, the pick four, and the pick five. He was 5 for 5 this week. How about you? And who do you think's going to win tomorrow? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can trot on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions to revisit those clever little things that Ian just asked me. There's a couple of extra credit over there, and there's also a challenge. Ian.
Start with the name of 1996 Kentucky Derby winner Grindstone. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a five-letter place where food is served and a five-letter utensil you might find there. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge and we'll be back at this same time next week.
And they're off.